Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is John R. from La Mesa.
John Alcoholic. There's a lot of you. You have to forgive me. This is my first time speaking ever. I don't have a lot of time, thank God. Well, not a lot of time to you guys. 10 minutes is a long time for me. My journey began at about 11:30, August 20th, 2004. Staggering out of a bar in Lemon Grove. And I decided that I couldn't do it anymore. I had to be up in 3 hours for work. I knew I wasn't going to make it. I was going to leave my truck and walk home. I made it across the street and said there was police all over the place. And they had two people pulled over. And I said, one of two things are going to happen here. I'm either going to make it home or I'm going to quit drinking. And the California Highway Patrol helped me quit drinking. After that night, my best friend's dad, who had been sober at that point for 15 years, brought me to my first meeting, which was battery chargers. And when I got in there, I really didn't want any part of what AA had to offer. All I knew was I didn't want to drink anymore, and I couldn't stop on my own. I tried a couple times. I admitted I was an alcoholic about 2 weeks prior. But that, you know, you quit drinking for a week and all of a sudden you're cured and you're trying to do it on your own. So after every meeting for the first few months, I'd bolt right out the door. Wouldn't talk to anybody, head down, into my truck, out of here. And then you start seeing people. You know, seeing people that you recognize at different meetings, and so you kind of stop, hey, chit-chat for a second, and that would be about the end of it. A couple months after that, I started hearing things that kind of hit home. You know, hearing about anger, and people identifying you as an angry person, and you're kind of put back, and you get pissed off about it. Who the hell are you to call me angry? And one night in particular, I swear to God, of all of my 3 years, of all the time that I've been sober, one night sticks out particular. It happened right here in this parking lot after my Monday night men's meeting. I was bitching and moaning about my ex-wife at the men's meeting, which I did every week, because that's the only thing I had, you know, that was my sore spot. And I'm walking out and I'm talking with somebody, and somebody I had talked to once or twice walks up to me and goes, "Why don't you grow the F up?" and points in my chest, this little one. And who the hell are you? And you know, we kind of jaw back and forth at each other, but at that point I realized he was right. I'm a pissed off, angry, miserable man. And it was at that point I knew I wanted to change, that I didn't want to be pissed off anymore. You know? In sobriety, I've faced a tax man. I avoided taxes for 3 years and did that whole thing, and it's paid off. And but so I realized that I'm not wanting to be angry anymore, but still not doing anything about it, except for bitching and moaning about it. And my first sponsor said something really interesting. He said, "We want to move you about 12 inches down, and we want to move you from your head to your heart. And there's a step study starting, and I want you to try it out. And I'll tell you what, if it doesn't work for you, you can go back out and drink." And I thought, finally, something I wanted to hear in this place. Because everything else was just rhetoric. I was tired of the cliches and tired of everything. So with an open mind, I go into this thing. And in that meeting, I met some of the most wonderful people that I've ever come across in my life. And I'll tell you, I've said this a few times, any AA meeting I've ever walked into never looked like any bar that I hung out in. Nobody ever looked like anybody I'd associate with. Nobody... I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. I opened up in front of these people like I never had before, not in a men's meeting, not in Battery Chargers, which is my home group. I think I've missed 3 meetings in the 3 years that I've been gone. But in reading and hearing the way these other people shared, and shared from their heart, no BSing with this group, you know? And if you do BS, they'll call you on it. And that's the kind of thing I appreciate, because I've always been kind of a black and white kind of guy. Well, black and white is what I expected from you. I would bullshit the crap out of anybody who would listen. So I get into the step study, and going back a little bit, I was raised by the daughter of a Christian preacher from Iowa. And so my whole God experience was, as a kid, everything that you did wrong, you were going to hell for. Say the Lord's name in vain, you're going to hell. Steal something, you're going to hell. Curse, you're going to hell. So you start getting a little older, and all of a sudden an F word slips out, and you jerk thinking you're going to go to hell, and nothing happens. Okay. Well, maybe if I steal a piece of candy, you steal a piece of candy, nothing happens. So it just kind of escalates from there, and pretty soon I'm equating Jesus to Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and things of that nature. I'm doing this step study, and everything else I'm getting but the God thing. I couldn't grasp it for the life of me. I could BS about it pretty good. Yeah, I'm praying, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. One time I said, I'm praying, I'm my spirituality is great. Somebody said, well, tell your face. They knew. It wasn't until about 2 or 3 months after my second birthday that I was out with a close friend. The same guy that pointed in my chest and told me to grow the F up is now one of my closest friends. Asked me if I believed in God, and this is the first time I ever said, no, I don't. And all of a sudden, just this huge weight came off. Just, I didn't have to bullshit anymore. This is the one last thing that I was holding on to that I was still bullshitting about. Well, that's not true either. The one big thing. And he goes, well, do you pray? No. Well, what's the point of praying if you don't believe in it? Sometimes I'll roll over and I'll think to him or something. But that's about the extent of it. He said, well, get down on your knees and try it. You know, what's it going to hurt? So I put that off, just like I do everything else. And I remember I had had the worst anger and misery about a month later than I had had since I got sober. And, I mean, pray or go back out. That was kind of my choice at that point. And so I started getting down on my knees, and the only prayer that I knew was, please help me. Oh my God, please help me. And I said it 100 times, if not 1,000. And a little bit of the misery went away. I woke up in the morning, please help me. My God, just please. And a little bit more went away. I started doing this on a regular basis, and next thing you know, I'm not up here, right? Right? I'm not down here. I'm right there. It's like wise old fart once said. And that's right where I want to be. I've heard people say I stay as far away from people on pink clouds as possible, because when they come down, they're going to come down hard. I don't want to come down hard anymore. And so now, all of a sudden, I'm developing this, not just a contact with God, but a relationship with God. I'm walking Lake Murray by myself, appreciating things a lot more. I think I broke your clock. Thank God. See, it does work. I now have a relationship with God. I got my first collegiate A last summer in college in 5 years of trying. It was in PE, but nonetheless, it was an A. My grade point average has gone up 5 points. I'm no longer on academic probation, and now they're giving me money to go to school. None of this would have been possible without AA. And if any of this sounds familiar to somebody who's new, I'm telling you, just keep coming back. It seems like bullshit at first, and you're going to hate these people at first. But they'll grow on you. Thank you.